my catalog racing here, they're going to get big and fast. And if you fast forwarded the DVD and saw the end of Lot's life, you would see him going away, fleeing from the city as the smoke is shooting up toward the sky, as his family is in shambles, his wife, the Bible says, turns to a pillar of salt. I'm telling you tonight, friend, that Lot wishes he followed God. You know what the laws of God will make you do? It'll make you wise in your choices. Proverbs 13, verse 20, the Bible says, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. I went to a Christian school for a good part of my life. I'll never forget the guy who first got me to smoke my first cigarette. I'm a pastor's kid. Grew up in a very strict home. We were missionaries on a mission field in South America for 2 years, and I remember the guy at Stone Mountain Christian School in Stone Mountain, Georgia. He said, hey man, I got a pack of Marlboros and let's go out there. And I remember doing that as a kid, knowing that I shouldn't do that. I remember the guy that got me first to take a drink. I remember the person that got me in the wrong kind of music. I'm here to tell you, friends, that the laws of God and the Word of God will make you wise in your choice of friends. It'll also make you wise not only in your choice of friends, it'll make you wise in your character. You see, the Bible says this, that character is critical, it is important. The Bible speaks of integrity. Integrity and character is what God knows you are. It's what you do when nobody's looking, when nobody's around. And if you and I are going to take a stand for God and do what's right, we've got to follow the laws of God. Why? They make us wise, not only in our choices, in our character, in our Christian growth. Psalm 19:7 says this, the law of the Lord is perfect or complete, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise and simple. Now listen and follow me. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may, here it is, that ye may grow thereby. Let me illustrate. Sir, what's your name? Isaac. Let's say Isaac, how old are you, Isaac? 14 years old. Let's say Isaac goes to school. Let's just say, I have no clue, Isaac goes to public school. Let's say Isaac goes to that school and he gets to lunchtime. His mama's got him one of those brown paper bags. You know what I'm talking about. Inside his brown paper bag, his mom has the napkin. Any of your moms ever wrote on a napkin? Man, mine did a few times. You know what, your son, hope you had a great day. And I take that thing. I don't want any of my friends to see that, you know. They want to be uncool. And boy, my mom would do that several times. And he gets there, Isaac, right? Isaac gets there, and boy, all his friends are gathered around the table, and Isaac pulls out this jar. It's a little jar, so it's like a little squatty-looking thing. It's about that big, and all of a sudden, on that jar, you see on the side, it's got a little baby. And these letters, G-E-R, B-E-R, Gerber. Isaac pulls out this thing in Gerber, it's applesauce. All of a sudden, he pops the top. You can hear the little sound as it comes off. And then he reaches down in the bag. His friends are kind of looking at him like he's a weirdo, man. He reaches down the bag, and he's got a spoon that his mom gave him. But it's not an ordinary spoon. It's one of those spoons that has the plastic on the end so you don't hurt the roof of your mouth. It's got one of those little things on the end that's an enclosure with it. And it has little fish swimming in it to keep him busy as he watches and he eats his food. His friends right now are clearing the table, man. All of a sudden, that's not it. He reaches into his brown paper bag. He pulls out this long bottle. It's pink. You can see down the side. It's got liquid in it. He starts sucking on that thing. By this time, there's nobody at the table but Isaac the dweeb. Nobody. They're gone. You ought to be growing, spirit. Let me tell you, young people, this is a week that can help you grow, not because you're listening to a preacher tonight, but because you're going to be filled with all kinds of things this week that are going to fill your tank with spiritual gas, and you have a choice of whether you're going to say, okay, I'm opening the tank or I'm shut. Let me tell you, friends, the laws of God, number one, you got to realize that they're going to be a blessing instead of a burden. Number one, they make you wise. Number two, they not only make you wise, you must realize they're maintained by meditation. Look at the Word of God, please. Psalm 119 again, verse number 97. Follow along if you will. Now, this interesting word, he says this, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation. The word meditation means this. It means to think deeply upon. It has